Hi, this is Steve Weber from the Western Illusions and from Kamaseya, Japan, saying hi to all of you ossifers and officers, of course, and enlisted men of all rank. And this is CT2 Weber, started out in San Diego in 1966, it was, in good old 034 there in San Diego. And it moved on to Pensacola, and that was Corey Field there, and a couple of months, and buzzed out to Adak, Alaska, and then wound up in finishing up in Japan, 1969. Hey, what a good 4 years that was. Beautiful countryside and exploring and adventure. Alaska was good, way out in the Aleutian Islands. We loved that. Immensely, hiking in the tundra, finding old broken up airplanes and busted up Quonset huts that had been renovated, actually, and fixed up really nice. Had our own company bar, our section bar, that was it, at one of the beautiful Quonset huts, and had a fantastic mahogany veneered bar and everything in there, lots of music and good food and drink too, back in the 60s on Adak, Alaska. And then I worked at the radio station volunteer wise in Adak, so I might have a few comments about that as well. I'm going to mention a few names of some people, of course. Some of those have passed on, and some of our brethren are still around, checking the websites, CT Navy history, and so forth. My website, of course, will give you there. And got to look it up, actually. I think it's radiodiscjockey.homestead.com, and then that goes into the ADAC files in Japan. I'll have to look it up there to be sure for you, but definitely do that, radiodiscjockey.homestead.com, or simply Google Chuck Weber, which is actually my radio name, was the Chucker. Chuck at Kissin, K-I-S-N. That's K-I-S-N radio. And the name Chuck Weber there. And you will get right to my website. So now we'll begin there my journey somewhere in 1966 when I got the Dear John letter. And the girl were married an Air Force guy. Poor Ernie, and he got stuck with her, right? And so I was pretty much trying to drown my sorrows and forget the whole thing for the next couple of years with all the good people around and the adventures and so on. It didn't take too much, I guess, to forget the world out there. Well, guys, things really took off, actually, and later on. In 1968, when I got to Japan. But I want to mention, first of all, a friend of mine from Baltic, Ohio, and I'm not going to embarrass him or anything, talk much about his girlfriend, but Tim, we'll just call him Tim from Baltic, Ohio. And what a wonderful person. Anyway, he and I met in boot camp way back in 66 in San Diego. Then we both somehow landed up simultaneously in Pensacola, ADAC, in later that year of 66 through whatever. And then Japan, we were both in, we flew over to Japan together. So that was kind of the beginning of quite a life there in 1968, flying with TWA maybe across the Great Circle route, having to land in Okinawa or northern Japan to gas up that big jet. And we just had drank a tank full there, slurped it up, and then headed down, got kind of laid into Tachikawa, which was north of Tokyo, and landed there at a nice air base. But then had to get bussed down, and I got in really late to Kamaseya, which is Chikai, Yokohama. That's near Yokohama. And So then our traveling experience, which branched out to Tokyo and many places, but first of all, there was Ray Manahan, and he was from Detroit, and he was what they called a gaffer, but he partied late. So later on, he invited us to join the gang and took us around in some little local tours to Chinatown, but then he said he wanted to go on a Navy bus tour, and I said, I don't want to go on a stinking tour. And where are we going? Kamakura or Kamakura, where they had that, a big statue or something, and a lot of golden temples probably, or at least one of them. So I finally gave in, and I was glad that Ray got us on that bus, and went 50 miles or so down to Kamakura and enjoyed a little bit of the real culture of Japanese life. You know, the women in the old-fashioned kimonos and short haircuts for the men, and where they all wore suits and tie. Well, almost all. So thank you, Ray, for opening up that wonderful experience. And then there was another gentleman, and somehow I just cannot remember his name. He was a big guy, and I think he was a communication technician, second class, a CT2. And he said, I'm going to give you a tour of Tokyo. And at first we were intimidated by that, but then as we submitted here to his plan, we got on the tracks there at Suruma and transferred trains three or four times, went through Shinjuku, wound up at Ueno Station, which is the hub of all the trains in those days in Tokyo. But we toured the Ginza District, and I think, yeah, his name was Mike something. So thank you, Mike, for all my brother for helping me out there, and three or four of us guys who tagged along. Wow, what a cool trip. We made a couple of trips with Mike around, and we went down to, I think it was the Cowbell Restaurant. No, it wasn't. That was in Yokohama. I found that on my own, I guess, but it was the Rosenkeller in Tokyo. So Keller means basement in German. And here is these Japanese people dressed up in the Tyrolean hat and lederhosen, and the girls in nice red, pink pinafore or something, whatever, you know, and the Japanese would play the accordion, and they'd all sing. A trio would sing. And then we'd drink out of glass boots next to, sailors from all over the world anyway. We're there to sing along and dance and listen to the wonderful accordion music. Oh, it was fantastic. Later, in later years in Wenatchee, Washington, in Leavenworth, we found a great treasure spot there. 50 Scandinavian restaurants in Leavenworth. 49, actually. The 50th one was a high upper brow Mexican restaurant. But I like the others. Ludwig's Castle and Andreas Keller. So back to Tokyo. Wow, that just opened up the way for you to learn how to travel, you know, because I wouldn't have done any of that on my own. And traveled to Hakone. Yes, I went to Hakone National Park, and then later took. I gave a tour with 16 men, and 16 brave CT Navy sailors there in 68. So first of all, we took the bus ride all the way down there, and to on the Odakyu-san or something, and I can't remember the city right now where we embarked from at the moment, and pretty close to Hakone, then traveled up. So we must have gone a total of 70 or 80 miles. And went up to this, and I got on a cog railway, and rode that thing. Came down, and then rode a little cable car, and we swung out over hot springs and sulfur and things like that. Boy, I don't know how high. I think we must have been 50 feet in the air, maybe more. Wow, that was a dangerous thing. And then we landed at the east end of Lake Oshinoko, I believe it was, a 6-mile-long lake, which was. It was just west of Mount Fuji, so you could see Fuji from there, and went to the Okay, well, Kagetsuen probably was the name of that fine hotel where Bob Wolf and the maybe even Leonard Tosi, if I could say your name, and the whole troupe, you know, came over there to see such a wonderful place. Some of the towns adjacent to the national park, Odawara, the one I couldn't think of there, Odawara, where they had some excellent ebisoba, and I wouldn't have that now, Yukawara and Atami were three coastal cities there on the Pacific. So, beautiful trip there, and by leaving after our three-day adventure up there at Lake and Hakone National Park. After 3 days, we took the pirate ship. Yes, we left by pirate ship to the other, to the western. No, wait a minute. I'm backwards. To the eastern side, and heading back to catch the bus or the train or whatever, back through Yugawara, Kamakura, Ofuna, and Yokohama, and then up north towards Yokota, which was our one of the terminals there of our train. So we've had quite a time. Hey, another great adventure that Ray the Head, Manahan, give that man a hand, that man from Detroit, he took us on an adventure out of Enoshima, or out to an island, Enoshima. Oh boy, I don't know how far that was, but it took a couple of hours to get there by the ship, or kind of what you might call a ferry boat. And the boys took a horseback ride or something down into a steaming volcano. I decided not to go. We also had our hostesses there service some fine foods as we sat at a reclining at a table, you know, sitting on the floor, I believe it was, and the table in front of us. And I suppose that they sang some great Japanese songs there out at the, what was it again? Enoshima? Something like that. Way out, maybe toward Mount Mihara. My purpose is not to have a complete travelogue here of Japan or anything by any means, because I didn't cover it all. Just certain portions there. Made a trip once down to Himeji, as I probably get into that story later there. I don't know how much detail we want to go into, but this program here about Japan and about my friends that I did have a great time with in the base called, where was I? At Kamisaya, of course, was the base. Now, you won't find that on a map, but it's outside of Tsuruma, which is spelled with a T. All right, and I want to give you my website here before we get into some more of the program. I'll play a few songs, maybe by Q Sakamoto, a song called Sukiyaki. The actual title was not sung anywhere in the lyrics. And China Nights by Q Sakamoto. Beautiful song. Then also in the background we might hear from Mason Williams from Oak Ridge, Oregon, or Eugene. And Mason with a classical gas from 1968, number 2 in the charts at WFIL, famous 56 in Philadelphia. And the name I used, by the way, on the radio was Chuck, as Chuck Weber, but I'm actually the Steve Areno here, Steve. And so I wanted to let you know my actual name if you've ever worked with me or anything out there in Japan or ADAC, or see me out in Pensacola, where we did a little training out there for a couple of months, as I mentioned. Thank you for listening. And the website is coming. I believe it's on this particular website here. If it's not on radiodiscjockey.homestead.com, then it's on www.yahweh.name. And somehow you'd be able to navigate over to the... I got to get the actual website for you. Sorry about that. We'll get that website for you momentarily, or maybe not instantly, but later on in the program, okay? On this great Steve Weber reflects upon the great life in the 60s, traveling around the world, thanks to Transworld U.S. Navy Airlines. Had a great time. Thanks, guys. Another trip we made as a group was to Tenryoko, and that was up in the Japanese Alps, I think Southern Alps that they called at that time. No ski resorts that I knew of, but there probably were some. Too bad I didn't get involved in any of that ski activity. But Tenryoko with its deep canyons, and then taking some kind of a craft or another yacht, or I don't know what you'd call it, but and then with the woman singing old Japanese songs, you know, centuries old. She was the minstreless, or is that a good word? And then the boatswain's mate, and you know, the person steering the ship, and all. Wow, we went through this canyon, just soaring through there. What an experience that turned out to be. I don't know, four miles or something. I don't know what it was. And then they put on a show for us on a Sunday at their pavilion or theater, where everybody gathers for recreation, indoor stuff. But I sure wish we would have headed out to one of those, to the mountains, to really see the mountains. Now I just fly over on my computer, get on the virtual different programs, what is it, Flight Simulator X or something, and try to fly over these places and over Nikko and Karizawa. Well, I didn't really get to that part of the story. Yeah, here we are now, and my fiance has divorced me back there, and when I was in Pensacola, or maybe when I got to the Rock to Adak, Alaska. So here I am in Japan now, and I thought, well, I'm going to go back on my leave, one or two week leave. Might have just been, I don't know, take a pick. And so I was going to go on this back to America, back to Oregon, and see my family and drive my T-Bird and do a trip around Bend, Oregon or something. So I went to the airport with Valenzano, and I don't remember first names, but Val was from New Mexico. And so he put me up to the idea of going to the maybe Haneda Airport in Tokyo. And we waited for a standby. And I waited a day and a half and might have slept a couple of hours there in the airport. And then, after a day and a half, I threw in the towel. And, well, I'm going back to the base. So I was not able to go to the United States on leave because I didn't want to wait forever for that standby. And went back to the base, quite some distance to the base, I don't know, 2 hours back to the base, and then into special services, where I sat down with a special service woman, and I said, no, I want to go to somewhere right in the middle of Japan. And because in Oregon, I liked the middle of it there, at the time anyway, I liked the central Oregon area back in the days before it boomed and exploded, you know, population-wise, all congested in one city. Not a bad place, though, after all. So anyway, I say, it's right here on the map, this place called Karizawa or something, and she, oh, that's a very wonderful place. So she set me up and got back on the train, she, you know, with the baggage and all, and ticket at Ueno Station out of Tokyo, and then headed up to Omiya on the Joshinetsu National Railway line. At the time, it was called Joshinetsu, and bypassed the turnoff to Nikko. I never did get there. Sorry, boy. I guess you guys had a great time up there in the Nikko Pine woods there in the Toshugu. And anyway, looked on the map there like it might really be a wonderful place. And then we stopped at Takasaki to take on a couple of extra diesel units or something like that to get us up the mountain to 5,000 feet and go through 32 tunnels on the train there. So we stopped at Takasaki and they took on board some fuel and engines, and then everybody rolled the windows up. Well, they put them up so they could exchange their currency for some rice bowls, some nice polished, some kind of little nice rice bowls. Anyway, they're all polished and cool looking with white rice in there. It's probably grown locally at Takasaki at the bottom of the mountain. Then up we went, Mount Haruna, also bypassing the train track up to Ichigo Yuzawa Ski Resort. That was one of the few ski resorts at that time. Now there's probably 90 of them. And Takasaki to Karizawa. And then when the train stopped and put the cog in, and the conductor and the announcer said, Karizawa, 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 and then he had different pronunciations for that same town. Now it's 10,000 people then. Now it's over 100,000 from what I hear. Maybe it's all spread out or something, hopefully. And the emperor's playground was there. They like to go up play tennis at the palace. I stayed at harder to think here when you get put on the microphone, the headphones and all that. Stayed at the Mompai Hotel. They had a sister city in South America. Ran into some great missionaries at Karizawa, Europeans, and Father Carlos Martinez from Colombia, South America. Carlos took me on a wonderful tour, or several tours, to see the Shireto Falls and the Oneoshidashi lava beds and ropeway or something, and how to get up there to Mount Asama, which I climbed several times, once with the boys. Might get into that later. Oh, that was a fantastic hike there up to, let's see what the altitude would be up there to, probably about 7,500 feet or so. It says 2,542 meters, 2,542 meters, Asama Yama. And just at the base there at Mininoche, an old woman had an elderly woman, Mama-san, had a nice fruit stand, and so we bought all kinds of junk food, though, actually. No, we bought a couple of oranges, but pop and whatever we could get there for fast food, and made the hike. In one or 2 days, we made two trips up there to Mount Asama with my man. That was actually my sayonara trip. That Dibble, and I don't think Toasty was on the run that particular time. Oswald and so many of my friends, my brothers from Kamasaya. So, great time. I'd like to tell you a little bit more later, but right now I've got to take a quick break. And, a couple of hour break and go out and do some hiking myself. I do a few hours per day and then go skiing in the winter. So I'm an avid skier. Downhill and a little bit cross country, and get out in the mountains there of the in Oregon, the Cascades. Wow, what a beautiful place that is. So we have a ski resort. It's called Willamette Pass. Willamette, named after the valley and the river, and the river and the valley, I guess, in that order. And 500 to 1,000 acres or so, with about 5 chairlifts and six-pack high-speed chairlift, and a lot of good tree skiing and wonderful people to ski with, as well as the Alpine bikers, that they are really, so far, I've never met a bad one yet, but out of hundreds of people, they're so friendly. We have a really good time together. We go and meet at the different pubs. Oak Ridge, Oregon has that the three-legged crane right now, they called it, but used to be the Union Pub. And boy, it's the best beers in the world, and very good food too as well. So a little plug in there on one of my ventures at Carizawa, and then on to Onioshidashi, the lava beds. There was a Statue of Liberty there, but at the lava beds there were many Shinto shrines, and then I met a whole pack of nurses, and so one of them, and I don't want to mention first names or anything, but she invited me down to Himeji, which was 500 miles south. So on one of my breaks later on, I went down and we toured Himeji Castle. Actually, she lived way up in Wadayama, way up in the mountains. And so the day that I took off from the Yokohama area to make this journey by train, it was already kind of late and snowing. Well, the train got caught up in snow. It was probably electrified using the tracks as the ground wire or something. And so it kept, the motors kept jerking, and electric motors kept jerking on and off. And we had to stop and go 5 miles an hour for quite a while. Finally, we wind up at Himeji Station, and I couldn't make the transition to the next train that went up to towards Wadayama, so I had to stay overnight in the conductor's or the whatever, you know, their house there, the little booth, and right by a little potbelly stove. So I slipped by that, and in the morning the guy woke me up, manager woke me up, and got on that train. When I arrived in Wadayama, the woman was not home, girl was not home, so they told me, yeah, go upstairs. I slept underneath a table that was draped with some kind of material. And next thing I knew, when I woke up an hour and a half later, here came four girls staring at me. They're cute little faces. They're ski parkas and, you know, rosy red cheeks. So that was what a welcome there. And there was one gentleman, too, I believe the man who had told me how to get to their house. It was there as well. So that was a little party. Next morning we went on down to Himeji and toured the castles and all that stuff. And probably went to a good restaurant or so. Had my usual ebi soba. Then, let's see, another trip to... I want to tell you about another trip we did. It was kind of exciting. If I can find it here, Terry Bruno from, where's my notes now here? Get back here. And Mike Ruth of Los Angeles, who later became professor. But Terry Bruno was from Oxnard area, or Port Hueneme. And he had been a dependent on Alaska, on ADAC, while I was there stationed, and also volunteering as the disc jockey at AFRS. The Mighty 890. So Terry had taped me, and I think he played one of my air checks, one of my tapes for me. That was nice. And Terry and Mike and I and the three of us went up to Hakone National Park again, which I could abbreviate HNP, Hakone National Park, at Lake Afinoco. And we also went up with Griff, the bash. We were getting a bash and gaffing a sack up at Lake Oshinoko at Hakone. Well, a lot of good trips there. And visiting here and there. Oh, the roller skating ring that went into a tunnel, and the facade European village that was had no furniture in it, but these old European houses were all actually fixed up pretty nice, so we were able to tour in there at will, take our own little tour, at Pequoni National Park. That was some of the things back in the late 60s, but the greatest thing for me was up at Carrizoa, that trip that I had, you know, had to cancel my trip to the States, and found that travel out to central Japan was just awesome. Oh, the Monpai Hotel there had the fragrance of that deep cedar smell, like they probably had as at their sister city down in South America on the tip of the peninsula there, you might say. And boy, what a nice place. Later on, I was able to get a motorcycle and did the same traveling. It wasn't as much fun being on the train, jammed in there with all these people. But we sure had a good time that way, and I was able to make a lot of local runs on the motorcycle in the outskirts of Atsugi and past the base, but way up in the mountains. And I had, you know, 20 miles anyway, and I had gone up through a rough road, a gravel road, then a gravel tunnel that was a rough tunnel. Maybe it was just under construction, but after a couple of hundred feet, the road ended. And there was a sign that said, "No hunting Japanese sero," which was you're not supposed to hunt deer. And a pickup full of workers from Yokohama came up, built a little tiny fire, and had a sort of a grill and cooked some meats on there and offered me that. That was also a nice gesture. Had a lot of good times. I saw my friend from Medford, Oregon. He would have been a couple of hundred miles from my Oregon town where I lived. And Brucey was his name, I guess. So he had a big hog, a big motorcycle there of some kind, like a 350 or something. Mine was only like a similar to a 125 cow or Kawasaki. Good traveling. Only tipped it over once on a gravel road, and that was no big thing there. Just kind of straightened out the fork a little bit, I think. And, okay, be listening for more information and the trips, and let me know what sort of information you'd like to hear, maybe about the bar life, 49 bars in Chinatown. Also, looked like a very flashy officer's club. Well, it was an enlisted man's club that we went to in downtown Yokohama there, near up the hill from Chinatown. And a great Japanese concert was made, a big band music, some of the finest you'll ever hear in the world. Yeah, I found some of those links, and I will put them on our website here about Japan and Alaska, but I'll speak them right now. So you could either write them down or just copy them off the website. Be a whole lot easier. So if you want to listen to this Japan and Alaska, and even Chuck Weber on KISN, you would go to www.yahweh.name. That's Y-A-H-V-A-H. Yeah, YAHWEH.NAME is a name, /Japan.html. And on there you can find a narrative audio. It's about 40 minutes long that I did, similar to the one I'm doing now for you. And the book report, To the Mountain by Bradford. It's To the Mountain of Mount Osama at Carrizoa, a book that we found in the library at not Robin Hood, but Sherwood Library near Tigard, Oregon. And we have that book. And we have 1960s Japan railroad maps, the maps I've copied, and you can find them at www.yahweh.name/Japan Maps, M-A-P-S, .html. One of the other websites that you're probably aware of, NavyCTHistory.com, NavyCTHistory, and there are a few other leads there. And AFRTS, that's the radio station, armed forces all around the world, AFRTSArchive.blogspot, that's B-L-O-G-S-P-O-T, .com. And then we have our very own at my other site, Radio Disc Jockey. That's www.radiodiscjockey.homestead.com/Tokyo-LA. www.tokyo.html. You could listen to some Far East Network radio there from Tokyo. FEN, the Big 810. And then some of my friends that I did not mention that probably wouldn't be listening, but who knows? You know, maybe they'd give me a shout someday. It was Steve Shimkowitz, Kevin Haechi, who was on Steve and Kevin were both on that Tokyo Bay trip where we took a gondola up Tokyo Bay somehow up to the top. And my good friend Andy Anderson, his friend Amy, I believe it was, taught me how to do Japanese, how to do Nihongo. She gave me a couple of lessons there at the EM, that's the like an officer's club I was telling you about earlier. So thank you, Amy and Andy. And one of the beaches that we would frequent was the Gaijin or American beach called Hayama. I do believe, I'm not positive that that's the name, but Gaijin, I didn't know how to spell that either. And Hayama, I spelled H-I-Y-A-M-A. Yama, I thought meant mountain, but anyway, it was the beach where everybody could go near Yokosuka. Yokosuka is Y-O-K-O-S-U-K-A, Yokosuka, you know, but it's not, you don't pronounce the O, yeah, the second O in there, it's Yokosuka. And okay, so that's, boy, that went through quickly there. My website, yavayahweh.name, that I've been doing now for, I don't know, 15 years or so, has an assortment of articles and 200 or 300 recordings that I made, hour-long recordings. And when I found my faith in Yahweh the Savior, not quite the same as a Jewish or Judeo-Christian religion. It's just straight from Scripture. And, you know, a lot of the people who fought for our country would have no problem at all in knowing about that. That's just a wonderful thing to have faith. But back there in the 60s, I guess my hope was in myself, fairly much anyway. We did spend a little bit of time in prayer at times. I prayed for a wife during those earlier times, and a name came to me, a Penny. And just a little bit later, when I moved to KATA, Arcata, California, we had a love line at 707-822-KATA. And Penny called that number, and I said, "Are you sure that that's your name and that you're really Penny?" And yes, she was. And so we got married. It lasted 40 years, and then she passed away. So got remarried. Thank you very much for listening. I think we have a lot of other particular areas we could discuss today about Japan, about the military. But I don't want to keep you too long and make the real long recording. It's, you know, stretch it out too long. So I think we'll wrap it up right now. So I want to say sayonara to everybody. And keep enjoying life. You know, with all the civil unrest and international unrest going on, and some of the fake news as well, and their boasts and so on, we need to sometimes overlook things, take some things seriously. Of course, if there's a truth in it, there is some truth, but it's not all. So we need to sort out and chew up the chicken and spit out the bones, kind of, you know, and use discretion. And somehow or another, back in those days, I just had a way of accepting things the way they were and not questioning it too much or worried about it. But now that may not work for me or for everybody in the gravest of situations. So I'm sure glad to have the Heavenly Father and His Son to support me and to have a wonderful vision of the future, of a guaranteed eternity, as long as I comply with His economy and government and wonders and according to His beautiful regulations and promises. And privileges. Privileges. Ah, that's quite the word, yes. His commandments, statutes, and judgments. Check out that, yeah, YahvahYahweh.name, if you would. And I go by my internet name on there, Stephen Yah. That's Stephen, spelled with a T. Okay, well, I don't want to go into all that. It's not a Hebrew lesson today, but thank you again. Sayonara. And I will talk to you again. Hope to hear from you real soon. The email, let's use the Chuck. Okay, Chuck at YahvahYahweh.name. Chuck at YahvahYahweh. My voice is breaking up here. Just a minute. YahvahYahweh.name. And the first name was Chuck, C-H-U-C-K. So I sure want to hear from you. And especially if you're, you know, related to one of the good old boys, I'll be reading your blogs on the AFRTS and U.S. Navy history websites for those of you who are around there on the Rock and ADAC. Oh, so much more to discuss. And it just has a way of distracting our minds sometimes from... sometimes from our responsibilities, we don't want to do that, but from the unnecessary things and certain distractions that you need to be getting your mind off of there and getting it a little bit of hope in your life and hope for our nation as well. So remember, the family that prays together stays together, they say, so have a little prayer tonight, okay? Even if it's just yourself or, you know, you and I, the Spirit will pray with you. Shalom. Have a good day.